And that is, let's have this discussion and this debate about the Constitution and about the role of the SCOTUS and about what Texas can and cannot ask Pennsylvania to do and about the impropriety of what Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia and Wisconsin have done. I think that these are all healthy things to do because at the end of the day, few people other than the diabolical are going to find themselves on the wrong side of the question. So be thankful for the opportunity is my point. Now, I don't know if I have this right, and I'm surely not about to lose any of you as friends over it. So when I was joking about the Morse code on my phone, I was joking. But folks, ladies and gentlemen, if you're my age, we haven't had the opportunity. Nothing remotely like this. As a matter of fact, you might even say, I think that L. Lynn Wood kind of has it correct. I don't think it's 1776, though. I think it's 1787 and 1788. Are we going to re-ratify and solidify the Union? Or are we going to go like, I don't think I'm going to ratify this time. I'm going to pass. And we're going to go join these guys over here and make a new union. It's a magnificent opportunity. We should take advantage of it is my point. I hope that makes sense to everyone. It's a great piece at LouRockwell.com. By the way, thanks to Dustin Wetter. Woot, woot. I don't have the Barrett. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sound effect for the $100 contribution. But, Dustin, thank you. Thomas Swango at LouRockwell.com has this: less electoral college. No, more electoral college. And then he starts. It's a very lengthy piece. I'm going to skip mostly to the end. For the past 20 years, we've been assaulted by the Marxist left in the United States about how terrible, as Charles Barkley would say, terrible. It's terrible. Come on, man. Electoral college, man. It's terrible. Is. In their quest for a purely egalitarian society, you know, one without enforceable rules, culture, sexes, and differences of any kind, the Electoral College represents the ultimate thwarting of their intentions to rule through mobocracy. It's been a long and winding road through the institutions for these Marxists, undermining our educational system, media, government bureaucracies, and buying off electing government officials to stepwise push the U.S. to the brink of takeover. That's where we are today, and the only thing that stands twixt a fraudulent popular vote and a Biden as proxy for Davos presidency is the Electoral College. This is the essence of Trump's legal challenges to the vote and the states where the rules were gamed to ensure a victory, regardless of who actually showed up at the polls on November the 3rd. That much is clear, even to the most compromised of judges and election officials, who have thrown out cases with obvious merit on the flimsiest of legal grounds. This is, by the by, that is also one of the reasons why I signed or would sign an amicus brief with the state of Texas and completely support my Attorney General Jeff Landry in joining the Texas suit. Who else can provide a remedy to crooked judges all throughout the states? By the by, if I could just stop right there and just remind you, how many of you know what the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says? By the by, just hit triple digits in the chat room. Woot, woot. How many of you know what the 17th Amendment, without picking up a handy-dandy pocket Constitution, what does the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution say? Let me share it with you because there's a great point to be made here about this pickle that we're currently in. Amendment number 17. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, elected by the people thereof for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislatures. When vacancies happen, and then it tells you how you get to appoint a successor to a senator. Note two things there. One, provides now for the general election of members of the U.S. Senate. Number two, does not change or alter, though, electors in all manner and instances in which they are mentioned in the Constitution. That's kind of interesting, don't you think? Why would they do such a thing? Well, they, at that time, still prized the Electoral College and the process, legal process. Now, let me make another point. Why was the 17th Amendment necessary? Who thought the 17th Amendment was necessary, and why at the time? Well, they said at the time that the legislatures of several states, Indiana among them, Indiana was one of the big offenders, and some southern states, had become so corrupt that to become a U.S. senator, all you had to do was be an industrialist with a lot of money. Move to a state where you wanted to be a senator and just bribe the legislature to vote for you. Pretty simple. And that this was leading to all manner of corruption, and that these guys only wanted to be senators so they could repeal antitrust laws and what have you. But the whole 17th Amendment thing was just a disaster and remains a disaster today. But it's pointing out corruption, not in the federal government, but in the states. Now, what an irony that today, if I were to ask you who live in any state ruled by a tyrant dictator governor, what would you say about that part of federalism? Governors, Trump's basically given the governors a rope to hang themselves and their people, unfortunately. Why did he do that? Because he's being a good federalist president. What do you think about federalism now? Your legislature in Ohio, for example, where Nino Vitale is a member of that legislature, has tried over and over in Pennsylvania, same deal. My legislature in Louisiana tried. Legislatures in many of these states have tried to overrule and completely undo the tyranny of their governors. Let me ask you a question. How many of them have been successful? How many of them have been successful? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. The question was, all right, how many?
0.0.
None. Where's your federalism at? Where's the federalism at that you're always squawking about that Texas is going to annihilate with its silly lawsuit in front of the Supreme Court? The point being, folks, you can have a corrupt federal government at the exact same time you have corrupt state government. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, I've told you that the reason why we have $26 trillion in unfunded liability straight up on the book, $230 trillion in unfunded cash debt straight up on the books, $230 trillion in unfunded liabilities and debt straight up on the books, is because the cowardly, feckless, useless state legislatures and all the prized federalism that goes along with them have been in on the grift. Read the last part of the 14th Amendment, the part about where it says states can't go into debt. Why did they put that in there? That's your consolidating clause. That makes the states go like, oh, please, Mr. Federal Government, order me to spend money I don't have. And that's what they do. The federal government says, oh, we're going to have this thing called Medicare. And hey, guess what? Every one of you gets to participate in it. And then the legislatures go, yay, we get Medicare for our geezers. We don't have to pay for it. Somebody has to pay for it, don't they? Folks, you see how the system is rigged. It's totally rigged. Trump is right, but Trump's right writ large. He didn't even realize how right he is. You could not spend, the federales could not spend $4.5 trillion a year. Couldn't do it without the states going along with it, going like, oh, I'm a pig. I want to feed at that trough. Can I have a seat at the table? So spare me and the rest of us the lectures about the tenets, the prizes, and the awesomeness of federalism. It's dead. The only sense of federalism that we have is the tyrannical sense, where these little tyrant tin-horn dictators now, thinking that they've gotten away with the corona hoax, destruction of their own economies, the subjugation of their own people, now think that they can go on to phase 2 and 3. That's the moment in time that we're at. And as I said at the start of the program today, you got to pick a side. You're either on the side of real freedom, liberty, and not, look, you're not worried, you're not concerned about where that ultimately puts your sovereignty, or you're on the side of tyranny, true tyranny. And this is a diabolical medical tyranny that's coming our way and that we're going to be possessed with, and it's all driven by fear. It's not going to matter whether or not Trump is president. Does it matter to the people of Ohio who have to suffer under this dim-witted goon named Mike DeWine that Trump is president? Trump keeps telling them, kids got to go back to school. What is DeWine? What is Wolf? What is Dim Whitmer? What is Cooper in North Carolina keep saying? Screw Trump. Our state is sick. Everyone's going to die if you don't do exactly what I say. Don't you think that all these events are kind of like linked together? I do. 844-527-8723-844-5-CRUSADE. This portion of the Mike Church Show brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. Again, we are your Christmas shopping central. You got enough coffee to fill more coffee gift sets? Let me tell you something. The brothers at Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico, we work those brothers. You guys work those brothers like pack mules. Brother keeps telling Mrs. O'Connell what a blessing it was when I met Brother Bernard and said, hey, why don't you let us be one of your major retail outlets for Abbey Rose. You guys can just act all monkey and stuff, act all Benedictine-y and stuff. Build your monastery, roast the coffee, and leave it to us. We'll sell it for you. And Brother Bernard at first was kind of like, he was Waldo from a Van Halen video. I don't know, King Dude. We're pretty good at doing this stuff ourselves. And I went, yeah, but you could free your time up and you could do a lot more. Now, we sell hundreds of Abbey Rose coffee bags a month all across the United States and Canada, thanks to all of you who have taken to it so wonderfully. The brothers are happy. We're happy. We can still actually broadcast thanks to some of the proceeds. And for Christmas this year, how many bags you get in the gift pack? Six. Get six bag sampler of Abbey Rose coffee. Some of the best coffee. Let me just give you a little tip and a secret as to why Abbey Roast. Now, look, our Cappuccino Dark Roast is awesome coffee, too. Please keep buying our coffee as well. But let me just give you a little secret as to why Abbey Roast is so good and why you guys love it so much. Did you know that coffee in South America is primarily grown at altitudes of 1 mile or higher? Now, it'll grow at sea level. You won't get any beans out of it. It'll flower to the end of the earth. You won't get a bean. The beans only come at higher altitudes. And the South Americans, long time ago, figured out that by harvesting, aging, roasting, and then grinding their beans at 1 mile high or higher, that their coffee was better than the Turkish coffees. And people were like, wow, hey, how do you guys do this? Well, it's the altitude. Guess how many feet above sea level Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico is? Want to take a guess? It is just above 1 mile above sea level. So Brother Bernard and the brothers can do things with their coffee beans you can't do at sea level. They can't do it in Hills Brothers Coffee or Community Coffee here in Louisiana, as much as I love it. You can only do these things at altitude. And that's one of the secrets to Abbey Rose Coffee, that they just happen to be at that altitude. So, pick up a six sampler pack of Abbey Roast while you're shopping for the Marion option and the gift pack for boys or for girls or the Theology of Home kit and all the other great gifts, including our El Rey Dude Corona cigars. Don't forget the cigars, guys. And we have refills of the five humidor travel humidor packs and the travel humidor packs with the cigars in them. So you can do either one. All online in our store at mikechurch.com/shop. Shop with us all weekend long. And don't forget, trying to get our goal, 200 Founders Past gift memberships. Why not go and buy a half a dozen of three-month variety, and it will send them to you, and you can wrap them up, or you can just give them out in the envelopes that we send them to you in, and then you'll be helping us recruit new crusaders to the cause. All of that's available. MikeChurch.com/shop. Back to Thomas Luongo here in the Electoral College. I'm going to fast forward to the end because he makes some great points at the end. Okay. Texas filed a lawsuit with the SCOTUS against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin on specific constitutional grounds for violating the Elector's Clause of the Constitution because they did not go through the legislatures when changing their standards for mail-in ballot acceptance. Here's what I wrote about this, right, Mitter Luongo, in this week's Guns and Gold, Goats, and Guns newsletter. States like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin have, for all intents and purposes, forfeited their right to be represented in the Electoral College. They have overseen sham elections not worthy of electing a high school class president, no less, leader of the free world. Now, ask yourself this question. Those of you who are like, Texas is going to kill federalism. Is Luongo correct? I say that he is. And I say that the SCOTUS is the only remedy to chastise and then undo the chicanery and demonic damage done in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And that should have people in places like Florida and Texas incensed, he writes. They counted more votes in a matter of hours and certified the results. How far has Florida come in 20 years since Bush versus Gore? Now even corrupt counties like Broward count their ballots in a timely manner, and that's that. So why couldn't they do that in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada? Well, you know the answer, and it's because they cheated. So why should we Just kind of like, oh, well, those kids, yeah, there's the bad kids on the block, and yeah, they cheated for Biden. But Minister, sure, please, we have to have federalism, and we have to respect their legends. We have to respect their divisions as states. How about this? No. Screw that. No.